Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green. Here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, one and all. Welcome in. Guess what, y'all? It's finally July 20th, and this is the Watermelon Festival, the 46th annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival in Mize, Mississippi. Now, if you're not here already, the good news is you've got all day to get here. The really good news is that I have got some superb guests to make sure that you all know everything that's going on here and, frankly, all the reasons why you ought to be here. Good morning, Lance. Thanks for getting us on the air today.
Oh, it's all Gary. You know, I have the easy job. I get to sit here. You get the hard work eating wards and watermelons and having all
that's
these
terrible.
Awesome young ladies, the big winners of the watermelon comp. And
you know, not only are they smart, bright, and wonderful, but they're beautiful as well.
Hey, and, you know, Trey has already sent you an image that you won't be able to see, but it is a half watermelon, well eaten, with a little bit of a side watermelon saved where it's scooped out and you can put the seeds in it. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's like
course.
A watermelon.
Yeah, that's right. That's the tray. That's
so
perfect.
Already eating the watermelons this morning.
That's great. We appreciate him. For those of you who haven't ever met Trey, Trey is a farmer that we really enjoy hearing from all the time. Last week he sent us pictures of tomatoes as far as the eye could see on his tables in his harvest shed. That was a lot of fun. And of course, this week he's celebrating watermelon along with me and everyone here. It is my tremendous pleasure to introduce you right now to the Mississippi Watermelon Queen. This year's Watermelon Queen is Miley Looper. Now, I thank you, Miley. We had fun talking yesterday, but y'all really took off. The teen Watermelon Queen, Gina Lowry, is here. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
It's so good to see you. Y'all were out talking to everybody yesterday. That rain stopped, and y'all were immediately out, you know, following all of the folks around and seeing what was going on. I know the run was last night, even though there was rain in the afternoon. That probably cooled it off for the runners. But tell me about the festival today. Why don't you start, Gina? Tell us what you're looking forward to today.
Well, of course, I'm looking forward to all the vendors. We'll have food vendors and arts and crafts. We'll also have a kiddie area for the kids there, which will have jumpies and games. Yes, ma'am. We'll also, this morning, have 18 Miles playing and all of our local singers. And then
tonight at
8:30, we'll have Josh Grayson performing.
And you'll be performing with the band here from Mize, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's great. We're going to talk to your band director a little bit later on this morning. That's a real treat. You know, I had the experience of being a band member, and frankly, you do all that practicing, you want somebody to give you a stage. So
yes,
it's really wonderful to have the opportunity to do that. Tell me, Miley, what are you looking forward to today? What are we going to see?
Well, like Jenna said, she named all of our entertainment, and I think I'm just looking forward to seeing all my friends and family. Lots of communities come to this festival.
Oh, that's of course, yes. And of course, so much watermelon to eat.
Yes, all the watermelon you can
eat. We've been talking about their crowns. For those of you who are joining us at supertalk.tv, this is the thing, okay? I walked in yesterday. I knew what they looked like because I had seen their pictures, but I hadn't seen these crowns. And they are beautiful. They are watermelon festooned. And that is so cool. I know that you all have started your activities for the year, and you'll go through this festival and then, of course, go on to everything that goes on around here for the next several months. It's the pageant in the springtime, so you get to play a long time.
Yes, ma'am. The pageant's in April every
That's
year.
That's wonderful. That's terrific. Tell me a little bit, Gina, about what happens after the festival. In other words, yeah, everybody still eats watermelon around here, but you've had so many things to celebrate. Tell me what comes next. Does everybody start looking forward to next year and you go on to other activities? Tell me.
Well, before the next pageant, me and Miley will have like the homecoming parade and the Christmas parade, and we'll also have crowning before the next year. So we have those things to look forward
fun.
To.
That's wonderful. And of course, the opportunity to participate in a pageant is not something that comes without a whole lot of work.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Miley, tell me a little bit about how you prepare for a day like today.
So, I love to talk. So, honestly, just getting my mind right, I'm like, okay, I can talk. You know, just reminding myself that I can talk, I have a voice, you know.
And there's people interested. interested in what you have to say. Mm-hmm. That's the other
and
part
then
that's so
you know,
cool.
I don't have to be so, like, perfect when I'm talking. I can kind of be
thank goodness.
Laid back and, you
thank
know, it's
goodness.
Okay if I mess up.
Tell me a little bit more about you. What year are you in school and what are you up to?
So my next goal in life is to graduate high school and then go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you want to be?
Not sure yet.
Oh, good. I'm not the only one. When I went to college, they said, what do you want to be? And I said, I want to take everything. I want to know something about all of these things. And I think that's really a very good attitude going in. Gina, what about you? I know you're a little bit younger, but you've got plans, too.
Yes, ma'am. I also, like Molly said, want to graduate high school and go to college. And my plan is to be an elementary teacher.
Oh, wonderful. We need a lot of those, y'all. So I appreciate you doing that so very, very much. Tell me a little bit of what else I need to know about Mize.
So Mize is a really small town. There is not a whole, like, stoplight in all of Smith County.
It's
we
true.
Have one four-way in Mize, that's it. So it's a really small town. But we have a great town. We have great people that work hard to put on this every year. Every year, the Mize Volunteer Fire Department puts on this festival, and all proceeds from that do go to them. They work really hard to put this on, and we always have a bunch of communities that come.
That's so much fun. I appreciate y'all being with me today. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you for having us.
I'm going to see if I can move the right buttons and turn off some sound here to help y'all move on along. There we go. I think I got the right ones. Yeah, there we are. Now you won't hear everybody pull their headphones off. Thank you. I'm going to come and watch y'all walk around, talk to people in a little bit here. We've got a lot going on today. Lance, I know that we are on the video and we've got lots and lots of things to talk about. I'm going to be bringing you plenty of guests all the way through. It's okay.
Bring
you can pull
on.
It all. You know, it's okay. It's all right. We understand. We are very, very fluid here. We don't want to keep y'all too long, but on the other hand.
You did a great job with your button usage there, GM. That's I didn't hear anything. No headsets clanking around.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to see today, but I want to send a shout out to Shannon Powell of Powell Farms. He's the farmer that brings all of the watermelons to the Watermelon Fest. And having eaten some just yesterday, I can tell you they're delicious.
Yeah.
I had yellow meat and pink and deep red, too, and they were just wonderful, wonderful opportunity to do that. We've got lots of things coming up today, and I got to tell you, this is going to be really, really fun. Smith County grows 1% of the watermelons in the United States. That's a lot of watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you don't have to be the biggest to be the best. We know that. Nationally, in the early 2021 exactly, we had like 34 million 100 pounds, 34 times 100 pounds in the country. So when you think about that being 1%, you can see why those trucks go out of this shed steadily all through watermelon season and why so many people are so excited about it. Most of the time, for those of you who want to grow the same melons in terms of the variety, most of the time they're Royal Sweet, 720, or Starbright. I can tell you that Starbright is fantastic. But they do also grow yellow flesh, and of course they also grow anything else that anybody gets a mind to do. But the main ones are those big varieties. I'm kind of in the same position as Mark Twain. I think it's that water, there's really nothing better than watermelon. There are plenty of people who have attempted to make watermelon the official food of the 4th of July. I'm in favor of that too. I have nothing to complain about on that score. You know, one of the things that's been going on at my house this week has been butterflies, and I have a lovely video that I will post online eventually of some really, really interesting moments that I had. I've told y'all about the swallowtail that was in the chrysalis at my house, and sure enough, she hatched, and indeed, she's been all over my garden. But back in 2013, I did not know this about painted lady butterflies in French Guiana. This is an interesting thing. What they decided to do was to see how far these things fly because they fly across the Atlantic. The painted lady butterfly goes 2,600 plus miles in this migration, but we never knew that before until we could actually follow all of the individual, you know, tag those individuals and figure out where they had all been going to. It's a very cool thing, and I hope they'll do some more research about that. I think we have more butterflies traveling more places than we might believe. University of Ottawa, of course, is doing that study because that's one of their big interests is the painted lady. The Atlantic beaches of French Guiana are really an unusual place to find this butterfly because usually she's not there. That's why they decided they needed to do an international study. They found favorable wind conditions could help this coming from Africa across the Atlantic. And also, frankly, that the idea being that they may have traveled the entire ocean is very, very cool to me. So much fun. Wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to know more about the butterflies in our world. And, yeah, it's swallowtails are what's at my house this week. I want to make sure that for those of you who are coming by here today, you know that Ben has got a really cool Super Talk T-shirt that is in watermelon colors. Thank you very much. I'm showing it now because it has green print. Anything in green print, you know, is going to be my thing. So that's very fun for me. From the Laurel WLAU and Hattiesburg WFMN stations, both acknowledged on this shirt, and now I have a new shirt. But we've also got some Garden Mama shirts. If you happen to be around visiting with us this morning, we hope you'll come and see us because we've got some pretty cool swag we will get for you from the van. It rained really well yesterday here, and the run last night was a little bit cooler. It's certainly cooler this morning than we might have expected. I like that. I think it's really wonderful that we've got the opportunity to have a little bit less than blazing sun this morning because, quite frankly, everybody wants to get out and come to the Watermelon Festival. We are talking about putting things to work for us, and one of those is the sun, of course. If you want to talk about solarizing, this is a good time for that. It is a perfect time, of course, also for reworking your new bed if you want to get ready to plant some fall vegetables or even some things in the going into the fall time there. I'm pretty sure that this is the commercial break, but I'll keep talking.
No, we've got a couple of minutes here.
Okay, I can't hear.
Yeah, 8:22.
Okay, I can't. I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention to anything in the right place. Anyway, Lance, tell me something. Today is National Moon Day. Do you know what that means?
It is. Did we smile back?
It should
back.
Be Neil Armstrong Day.
Okay, we're going to smile back at the moon today?
It should be Neil Armstrong Day.
We can see it with all the clouds.
This is when the moon landing happened, lo those many years ago. And I just think everybody ought to acknowledge that. You know, we did go to the moon once, right?
Oh, I watched two documentaries last night just for the point of the space race between the United States and Russia and how Russia had started. You know, they were winning a lot of the head-to-head battles there for a little while.
Yeah,
and then,
that's right.
Then we caught up. Yeah, then we caught up and then took the lead. And fascinating, you know, if you really reverse back in time and watch some of that stuff. It's amazing that I don't care whether you're a flat earther or if we didn't land on it or there's aliens on the backside of the moon or whatever. I don't care. But that's the landing on the moon. And, I mean, that's just one of the coolest things ever. And I'm not one of those great conspiracy theories. I think they did it, you know, and until I'm proven otherwise, that's what I'm believing.
I sat right there and watched it, you know, happen on the television. And I do wonder, though, why we were dissuaded from going back for so long.
Yeah, you know.
I just don't know what the answer to that is. Now, you
costly.
Can believe me. Believe you me now, the text line is going to light up with all the conspiracy theories now that I have said that. But the truth of the matter is that with the new movie out this particular year that's coming out in coordination with this particular anniversary, it's going to start up the conversation again. That's for sure. Is it called Fly Me to the Moon, I think? That's
so.
A good one.
I
don't know if you want to tell. I don't know if you want to know this or not, but today is also National Lollipop Day. Now, I haven't seen any watermelon lollipops, but we got everything else in the world. Watermelon earrings, watermelon key rings, watermelon cups, watermelon food, watermelon everything. It's just delightful here. And quite a lot of vendors. You could do a good bit of shopping here if you decide you want to come and spend your afternoon doing those things. There's music, there's food, there's lots of entertainment, lots of nice, nice people. Of course, we've got Super Talk things to give away, swag of T-shirts and other bits and pieces of things, pins and whatnot. We'd love for you to come and visit us here. And mostly, though, we want you to come to Mize. We want you to make sure you get in and see the Watermelon Festival and get a chance to enjoy some of their terrific things that are going on here in this particular festival. I've been so tickled. I got to meet Teresa Stewart. Y'all have been with me and heard her a couple of times the last weekend, the week before, getting ready for the festival. And I mean, she is busy. She is in a golf cart. She has been all over the place. It's been so much fun to watch them get this thing organized. You know that the festival is a benefit for the volunteer fire department here. Which is one of those pieces of the puzzle in this particular world, you know, small town, as the Queen told us, there's not a nothing but a four-way stop. And that's really, you know, these people are really, really big on what they're doing, and that is small town life. It's fun, it's food, it's family, it's community. A couple of the big, shall we say, coming back to town folks that are coming in today from Lucky Town Customs is here, of course, but he's a winner from Forged in Fire, for those of you who know about the knife building competition, sword building competition. And, of course, Discovery Channel's Mike Cockrell, who's also from here, is going to be with me later on this morning. He of Moonshiners, which is they've been on, I guess, a dozen seasons. My goodness, that's terrific.
There was Watermelon Moonshine.
Yep, that's right. Saw that hat yesterday. That. Yeah, sent you that picture. Sent you that picture. Now, of course, this is a dry county, so there is no actual moonshine.
That didn't happen there.
No, it didn't happen there. But somebody did think enough of it to put the hat together, and I appreciated that. There's a bunch of hats for sale. There's lots of jewelry and just really fun things that you might decide you want to put in there. Where did y'all, now is that from, where is that? Watermelon with Tony Sacheries. Come on.
You know who sent that.
I know who sent that.
Trey's on time, man. I'm going to throw some picks up as we go when you don't.
It's not going to happen for me. I'm sorry. That's just no, that's fine, but I don't need sugar. I don't need salt. I don't need Tony Sacheries. I just need Smith County watermelon. That works.
Like my grandfather, as I told you,
every time.
He had a little place.
You have family roots here.
Oh, yeah, man. And hunt with a lot of folks from around there. And great people. I grew up with cantaloupes and watermelons rolling around in the back seat of the Oldsmobile. And we'd stop on the side of the road, and he'd crack one open over his knee, and he'd have a little salt shaker, and we'd eat and eat. And those, I'm telling you, the cantaloupes are the ones that roll around in the back of the car in 98 degrees. And he liked them when they got a little bit soft.
They get a little bit too soft.
That's the way he liked them. And, boy, you could smell them a mile off. But we're at break now. So.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. We'll be right back.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that? Understand how you can't, because, I've been to, Paris, Peru, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien, chévere.
Chévere. Bien chévere.
Is that right, Mama? Yes, I got my shaking room on your face.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Are you a business owner looking for help with HR benefits and payroll? MWG Employer Services offers a wide range of services and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget.
I was so overwhelmed with HR stuff. MWG Employer Services took all the stress out of it and even set up my payroll. I couldn't be happier.
MWG Employer Services is here to help you succeed. Call us today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWGEmployerServices.com.
If you're feeling
sometimes a man just feels he's got to make it alone. Tell mama why I'm leaving so soon.
For those of you who are joining us this morning, I hope you've got some watermelon on your table. If you don't, I know where you can get some. We're in Mize at the Watermelon Festival, the 46th annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival.com, in case you want to go look at the entertainment listings and see what all's going on. By the way, car show, all kind of stuff. I mean, every time I look down, I look at another note to myself about what's happening here. Right now, though, I want to welcome somebody that has a whole lot to do with all this, County Board of Supervisors, Jerry Fields. Thank you very much for being here. You represent this district, and they work you to death, don't they?
it's kind of what we signed up to do. And,
I don't know where he is, y'all. Help me.
That first one was a good one, yeah.
Is that okay? All right, thank you. Just wanted to, I couldn't tell. Okay.
This is part of my district down here, and, you know, we enjoy doing it every year.
I think that's wonderful. Talk to me a little bit about the way you prepare for this. In other words, there's events and there's vendors and there's stuff, but it's really all volunteers, isn't it?
That's exactly right. It's all volunteers. The Mize Fire Volunteer Fire Department, they're kind of the boots on the ground here that gets all this stuff set up. You know, we just make ourselves available to help them do whatever they need as far as helping get set up and,
so
and what
cool.
all they
That's
need.
Wonderful. Things like, for example, yesterday with the rain and everything, they had to close stuff a little early when vendors were coming in because it got too muddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to go. But there was a whole bunch of people in here all in their firefighter T-shirts. They were everywhere. They were doing everything.
That's right.
I mean, from the big stuff all the way to the, hello, excuse me, do you know where you're going kind of questions. I mean,
that's right.
And I just think that's exactly why this works so well. 46 years. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah. When everybody pulls the same direction, you can get some stuff done.
You're exactly right. Tell me about your agenda. What's going on in this part of the world?
Well, we just, like I said, today we're just going to enjoy the Watermelon Festival and eat a lot of Smith County watermelon.
And we're going to eat all of it.
do our best, right?
Do our very best to eat every bit of it. What's on your agenda next? What comes after this? Y'all have got a lot of, I can tell from looking that there's a whole lot of infrastructure work out here that's been done because you can get up in places you couldn't get before.
That's exactly right. You know, we just, as far as on the agenda for today, like I said, we're going to do this, and then out in the future, you know, we're just maintaining. We've got a few, as the county goes, we've got a few things going on economic development. We've got some new industry coming in. We've got an emergency hospital fixing to move in.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Into the county that we haven't had in a couple of decades, so we're excited about getting
those. Are the kind of things that really do keep people able to live the small town life.
That's exactly right.
And live it comfortably.
That's exactly right.
And I think that's wonderful. When we drove in on 66, we saw a whole bunch of really cute little new, brand new houses.
That's right. That's right.
So there's a lot of development, a lot of growth here.
A lot of development, a lot of growth. And one of our biggest draws here in this county is we have a superb school district. That's right. We have three schools, and two of our three schools, I think, are A class schools, and the other one is a B class school. So we're doing.
That's wonderful.
We're doing a lot of things
and of course,
right.
The things in small towns, of course. I didn't mean to interrupt. The things in small towns, of course, means that you have local people, and you can also have smaller classes.
That's exactly right.
And more more involvement in everything that's going on.
That's right. That's right.
That's really what counts. My folks were educators, and I know about numbers.
That's right.
I know the difference.
That's right. That's right.
I'm really glad we got a chance to meet today.
Me too.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, this is the 46th annual Watermelon Festival in Mize. So that takes you back to what, 1978? How many of them has your guest been to out of those 46?
How many have you been there?
Well, let's see.
I was
10 years old when it started, so I'm going to say I've probably been to at least
40.
At least 40.
You went away to the military for a minute.
At least 40. So
isn't that something?
That's right.
How's it changed over the years?
Oh wow, it's grown as far as the number of vendors that show up. But now you know, as far as the watermelon itself is, I mean, we pride ourselves with our Smith County watermelon.
Absolutely.
And They haven't changed a whole lot. They were good then. They're good now.
Well, the joke where I live up in Jackson is that everybody has a sign on their truck in the parking lot that says Smith County Watermelons. We really do know better.
That's right.
I mean, there's nobody out there.
That's
but,
right.
But everybody knows to ask for Smith County Watermelons.
That's
and
right.
Everybody hopes that's what they're getting. Come to the Watermelon Festival.
That's
y'all.
Right. You're guaranteed. Guaranteed to Smith County Watermelons. That's exactly right.
We have former Mr. Shannon Powell to thank for these too.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Appreciate
well,
it.
A guy
so
down
much.
There. My grandfather was from that neck of the woods in McGee, mm-hmm. and he had a Chevrolet dealership there, Walter Fagan, and
yes.
A guy named King Sullivan ran a watermelon,
that's right.
watermelon
yes.
farm out there, and that is a
uh-huh.
great story of my uncle when he was about 15 or 16. He took a girl on a date, Walter Fagan III. I hope you're listening, three. But he took a girl on a date, and they decided to go out and steal a couple of watermelons from a next-door neighbor farm. Well, the uh-huh. farmer called him and called my grandfather.
Of course.
And my grandfather said, I'll be right on out there. And he hopped in the Oldsmobile 98 and rode out to the county and got out there and talked to the farmer, and he said, I'm sorry about little Walter doing this, so I'm just going to leave him with you till Monday. So make sure that he works off everything that he possibly could have done. He took the girl home, left my uncle out there, and he came and picked him back up on Monday. And my uncle, he never took a watermelon again. And my grandfather said, why did you do that? We have a farm right over here.
So, that's right.
Life lesson.
Yeah, that's
yes.
right. Heart man the other day said he was out of his teens before he realized that you harvested watermelons in the daytime.
Yeah. I love it.
That's
y'all
right.
are killing me. Y'all are so funny. Lance, I knew we were going to get at least one story per hour from your family. I hope
yes.
the family doesn't get too mad. But
oh,
right.
no,
you
know, no. That's
we
a
count
living,
on that one. That's
one of
legend.
The legend ones there
yeah.
that just go
that's
on
right.
and on.
That's yeah. right. That's right.
And we're not going to ask who the girl was or any
I don't
of that,
remember
so.
Those names. I do, yeah. yeah. But I remember being a little bitty kid yeah. going out to King Sullivan's place and realizing that this is what a watermelon patch looks like. You
that's
know,
right.
I was like, man, this is something. I was a little bitty, too. It was like the biggest thing in the world to me.
Well, we had family reunions in Gulfport every year at July 4th, and the relatives who came from the northern part of Mississippi to come south all had to stop in Smith County. There'd be a lineup of watermelons
right.
by the time everybody got
that's
there.
Right. That's right.
So I'm sure some of them came from your family's farms, too.
Well, you know, Ray and Clinton is coming to see you today. So he and his
yes.
crew are on the ride over, and I gave him a
well,
good weather report.
That's wonderful.
So,
wonderful, wonderful. That'll be fun. Smith County Board of Supervisors, Jerry Fields. Here, you know, Jerry Fields is that's one of those names that's just so perfect because, let's face it, we have a lot of fields
that's
here.
Right. That's
every
been.
Time I ride by here, I'm going to think about you again because
well,
that's
good.
Just so delightful.
Well,
thank you for being with
well,
me today.
I enjoyed it. Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank
you.
You.
We'll see you again soon, I hope. You know, one of the things that always happens when you come to visit at a place like this is you make some friends that you didn't know you had before. And I'm going to let you can take your headset off. I don't think it'll make noise.
No,
there
you
we
did
go.
A great
I did it.
Job.
I did
yeah,
it right. See, they trained me. You know, I've only been doing this a minute. Thank you, Jerry.
You and Gary
oh,
are having
goodness.
A time down there.
I've already
seen Ward's. And,
I had to bring that for you and show you. We didn't have it, but it was somebody else having that this morning. I said, well, I know somebody that
oh,
wants
somebody
to start this morning.
Oh, somebody was having a burger this morning.
They were. They were biscuiting and burgering, absolutely.
Yes.
For sure. I tell you what else is going on, and this sounds really funny, but they've already, the percussion unit and the cheerleaders are already over here getting ready for their show. Mm-hmm. And so the background noise that you're hearing, sometimes when I'm out on a remote, it'll be a local, you know, train or a trolley or something going around. Today, it's the band, and they're all setting up and getting ready to get going, which is very cool, I think. I like that. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the sponsors that brought me here today. We're here, of course, for the festival, the Smith County Board of Supervisors, as we just talked to Jerry Fields and thanked him for that. CCH Clinic in Taylorsville is also a sponsor here today, as are the Keith Superstores. Now, I don't know if you've ever driven through here, but if you've driven through here and never stopped at a Keith's, you need to stop. Trust me, everybody needs to know about that. Magnolia State Bank and Taylorsville Tire, of course, CNS Body Shop, Taylorsville Drugs and Taylorsville Farm Supply. We will talk about all of them as the morning goes along, but I just wanted you to know who brought me here, in addition to SuperTalk's own Ben, who got me here, frankly, because you have to go talk to all these folks and get everything to set up. We are inside of this is absolutely where the volunteer fire department is. The trucks would be here if we weren't here. They are out marking the entrances and exits to the festival, and we're just having a wonderful time being here today. I hope that if your garden is doing well, that you're smiling about it. I hope if it's not doing so well, that you will send Lance a text. We're not taking phone calls today, but we are taking texts if you've got a question that you just really need to ask me about. I've got a couple of more things I want to talk to you about today, and that, of course, is the frankly, the best taste hands down is always going to be watermelon, but I've got some chipotle peppered things going on, and I don't know if you all have looked at that. You know, when jalapeno peppers get ripe, they turn red, and that's the point at which you can really do some good work to them, get them smoked, and it's not that hard. You don't actually have to have a big fancy smoker. You can do it in a pan on your stove. It's not very difficult to do. Do it out on your grill outside if you want to, but you can, if you will do that and smoke those peppers, you're going to have the most interesting homemade chipotle, and frankly, because you picked the jalapenos, you're also going to be able to determine how hot it will or will not be. I want to store them. Some people will store them in oil. I prefer to store them dry, but that's just a matter of taste. After you've smoked them, of course, and we hope you're going to use pecan wood because that's absolutely the best one to do this. But there's so many things that we can get busy with in the summertime that don't involve planting another garden. On the other hand, this is the time, you know, if we're going to grow some fall vegetables, this is the time that we have to get with that. And so I hope that you all will get busy, whether you're going to cut down your tomatoes like I did. I trimmed them back, gave them some fertilizer. Some of them are starting to grow again. Some of them probably aren't going to, but because there were still fruit on there and I was picking them, I decided I would go ahead and let them get started again for the fall crop if they can make it. On the other hand, I got two notes this week. Y'all are so busy. There's people already buying beet seeds. I said, well, yeah, that's true. You know, there was someone in Tupelo. And beets, of course, we plant beets there in the very beginning of August all the way through the month. And actually, you can plant beets, particularly for greens and things, on the way, just like you do all your turnips and mustards. But they were going to plant them, and they wanted to get the golden beets and asked me if I had ever grown those. So the question was, did you? And the answer is yes. And frankly, I actually like them at least as well or better than I like the red beets. Detroit Red is always going to be the biggest one, but I think we got some other choices, and we probably ought to enjoy those as well. I don't know if there is going to be a real answer to the question, but yes, cherry tomatoes usually do better through the hot weather. I say that, and then I got to tell you that the celebrities at my place, where it's just as warm as anywhere else, have been setting flowers and putting on flowers and setting a little bit of fruit straight through. We're probably going to see that in some other varieties, but let me know, if you will, mamaonair@yahoo.com, as you go through your garden and make your choices for the fall. Are you going to grow cherry tomatoes again? Did you get enough of them? Are you looking at having a different variety? Or are you, like me, going to keep the others and take them down and let them go ahead and come back again, we hope? I'm really happy with the way the tomatoes have performed this year. And now that I've got the basil growing into basically bushes, I'll be able to freeze some of that, too. I think that's wonderful. Well, I have to tell you, y'all, this is one of those days that is just perfect for a festival. You want things to be not actively raining, but it's also nice that it's not 100 degrees already at 9 o'clock in the morning. The reason that all of these activities are going on, of course, is because the Watermelon Festival supports the volunteer fire department here at Mize. And Mize is a town that really, really, like every little town, depends on its community for so much support, and particularly things that include safety and well-being and better health. But they've also got all the fun stuff. Some of the vendors that are here today, I'm telling you, there's hats. The lapidarist has some beautiful jewelry that he makes. There's some other wonderful, delightful foods. There's several different food vendors that just look delicious. And I'm also really happy to tell you that there are some authors with books. There's just all sorts of things going on. Just whatever your interest is, you're going to find it here at the Watermelon Festival. I am also happy to tell you that this is one of those days that's just perfect for getting out and doing a little bit of that deadheading. Somebody was asking me whether or not I was going to prune my hydrangeas. The answer is yes. And I'll tell you all about that. I've got to do that. You probably do, too. It's been kind of a rough spring for them. But at any rate, this is, in fact, the Garden Mama Show. We're in Mize. Come see us.
Nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
When it comes to returning money to Mississippians, Treasurer David McRae is on a roll. He's already returned almost $100 million in unclaimed money to Mississippians through the Treasury's Unclaimed Money Program. Now, he's refocused the state's college savings initiatives, Max and Impact, to emphasize technical, trade, and teacher-focused career jobs and skills Mississippi needs. Don't let another day go by without getting a jump start on a career or getting back the money that's yours. Visit Treasurer David McRae at treasury.ms.gov.
Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Oven in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe, hey, don't get a hard. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer, raw.
Yes.
Culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and dig me a bit. Homegrown tomatoes, what life be without homegrown tomatoes?
Welcome in. Thank you very much for that one. Ah, yes, a few tomatoes. Now, I have to, every week now we get the confession. Yes, I'm eating bacon. Yes, I had a BLT this week. Lance had 12, I'm sure. But
I got my quota.
We literally have been counting tomatoes. My friends at Two Dog Farm had a beautiful picture of their display from the farmer's market in Jackson, all yellow heirloom tomatoes. And I thought to myself, you know, I haven't had a yellow tomato yet this year. So yeah,
Mark,
I'm happy to say there's plenty. Mark, where are you?
That's right.
He'll be out there. Where are the yellow ones? Now, the good news is yesterday I had both yellow and orange watermelons here at the Watermelon Festival in Mize and bright, beautiful red watermelons, too. I know that's everybody's favorite, but for those of us who are very fond of the yellow ones as well, it was a treat. It was fun to see that. And lots of nice folks over there. The farmers were cutting up the tomato slice, the watermelon slices, and people were taking them literally right off the table as quickly as possible. So I know that they're giving them away in much, much quantity. I continue to tell you, Shannon Powell, the Powell Farms folks are the ones that are doing that, the freebies here. So when you come to Mize to the festival today for the Watermelon Festival 46th annual one, you make sure that you get yourself over there and thank them for that. It's so much fun. One of the things that's going on in my garden right now is actually sort of an odd set of weeds, things that I'm usually not seeing until the fall more. But that, of course, is the mulberry weed. And some of that's because we had plenty of rain and also because we have had a good amount of heat. They do come up. They look like a little tree seedling. But down under the leaves, it's not like gripe weed where you've got those orange seeds or yellow seeds all the way up and down the leaf. These hang at the right below the leaf. And they are, in fact, frankly, they look like mulberries. They're not, but they look like that. So that one of the things that you need to realize when you're pulling those is that every time you pull one up, you're keeping another 50 plants from sprouting, because those seeds are very viable and they will give you a very rough time. So look out for mulberry weed. It's not, it's in the family, but it's not a mulberry, and it's not something that you want to feed anybody, much less to yourself. So give yourself that opportunity to look at something a little bit different. And in this case, it's going to be really a much better opportunity, much better day for you. I had no idea about this. I remember thinking I could live on watermelon, and I might actually be able to. I thank you for coming. It's good to see y'all. There's the whole business of vitamin C and how do we get enough of it is important, but we don't think often enough about potassium and magnesium. This is what comes to you from the watermelon. These are the biggest ones. Now, this whole business about seedless watermelon versus seeded watermelon, we can talk about that if you would like to. But it's also important to remember that this is a source of hydration. These are 92% water. So obviously, if you're growing watermelons, you need to have a water source and the willingness to use it. But you also have to be aware that in a year like this where we had good spring rains, the watermelon crop is fantastic. And frankly, what they grow here in Smith County is better than what I can grow. So I appreciate them also for that. Yes, they are related to squash. They are related to gourds, cucumbers, loofahs, you know, all of those things. These are all in that same family, which means that these are big, vigorous vines. Pumpkins are in that family. And everybody really has to understand that this is the water. You know, these are the water babies. It's real important if you decide that you want to grow them, that you need to plant in the early spring, too. We have different situations in the summertime. You might be able to grow them, but you might not. And the chances are they're going to be small and very, very tasteless. If you are planting them now for a fall crop, I don't advise that. I know there are people who do it, but it's nothing like this summer crop. This is when they ripen into the sun, and they do such a much better job. Now, really wonderful opportunity for all of us to be together here in Mize today. Look, got folks talking, carrying on, getting some food. I tell you what, that is some beautiful bread. There's one of the vendors here that's a bakery. That's beautiful, beautiful bread. And I think they were talking about honey buns and that kind of stuff. So, you know, you'll get everybody hungry if you stick around here long enough. We will get you something besides watermelon. And I hope you can get here today. If not, make sure that you are getting Smith County watermelons. You might have to drive down this way to get that. Somebody sent me a note this week asking about their fruit trees. I'm pretty sure we talked about this, but I wanted to mention it again. If your fruit trees are so heavily laden with pears, for example, that the branches are bending down and you're worried that they're going to break from the weight, and yes, they may do that, you need to understand that there are a couple of things to know about this. First of all, you should have pruned the tree better in January. Don't do that now. Now you need to go out and prop those limbs up so that they don't have any more stress where they meet the tree. Because what happens is the weight of the fruit gets to be greater than the ability of the branch to hold on, and that's when it snaps. You don't need it to do that. You're going to give yourself the opportunity to get them a little bit more propped up. And yes, harvest your crop. And remember, now you got to set the clock. You know, you got to put it on your calendar for January to get yourself an opportunity to do that pruning as you should have. And we will talk about it. But if you want to see how it should be done, you can always get a listing of the way that those are supposed to be pruned at mscares.com. Yeah, we got Garden Mama shirts, and we got Super Talk shirts for the Watermelon Festival. We're just you can't go visit in Mississippi and not bring gifts, you know. You always have to bring what they call that bread and butter gift. So we've got a little of all of that today. Y'all are so sweet. One of the questions that I also got this week that you may or may not have asked me is, how come my lace cap hydrangeas don't look any better than my other ones? It's back again. We're going to talk about pruning them, because it is time to get to the macrophyllas. That's the ones with the big leaf hydrangea, either the lace cap type flower or the big round headed flower that we call French hydrangeas that have the big either blue or pink flowers. We can talk about that and talk about how we get the color to stay or not stay. Either one of those will work on this particular opportunity.
I have a couple of text lines. Whenever you get done with
what's
that thought,
going
you
on,
holler
sir?
At me. Okay,
yeah,
well,
what's
I wanted
going
to mention, well, Ken asks, what is the best way to harvest tomato seeds for next year's planting? Thanks in advance, Ken.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a couple of things. There's some real complicated things where you take the fruit out and wash it and save them that way. There's also people who just take an overripe tomato that has ripened on the vine and literally plant it. And then you will see seedlings come up from it, and you will keep the seedlings. I prefer saving the seeds, but every time I go through that process and talk about it, somebody immediately calls or sends a text and says, no, 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 just plant the tomato. So I'm going both ways. If you don't want to plant the tomato for the fall, I suggest that you get yourself a couple of pieces of information. I can send you a piece on it, or you can just get it from somebody else. Basically, what you're doing is letting the tomato get very ripe, then you're getting the seeds out of it, and you have to wash the seeds. Then we have to store them so that they can dry properly. Usually that's on a paper towel. Let them dry and then put them away until next spring. It's not too complicated.
We also got Jackie and Brandon. I have an old muscadine trellis untouched in several years. When is too soon to prune after the harvest? It's pretty grown up with small trees and weeds.
Okay. I would take out the trees and weeds anytime you want. Prune the vine itself next January. All right. How's that for a quick answer?
I like it. And then we have one more for you.
But, all right. Can we?
I think it's... I hear music playing, but...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, we got to go.
I think we have to step aside,
yeah.
But guess
right,
what? That's a tease for you. We'll have texts in the next hour and information about pruning hydrangeas. Stick around.
And the cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. She said that ain't no way to have fun.
Hi, I'm Sammy the Shovel, reminding you how important it is to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig anywhere in or around any homeowner's yard. It doesn't matter if you're putting in a new mailbox, installing a fence, French drain, sprinkler system, even a flower bed. You need to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig, or you could end up responsible for a water line leak, utility line with gas or propane, or even worse. Safety is in your hands. Call 811 every dig, every time. You dig?
We have one voice, the voice of agriculture. We have one job, growing the products you need every day. We have one mission, fighting for agriculture and rural Mississippi. We have you in mind, caring for your private property rights. We are the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, 100 years and counting. Become a member today at msfb.org.
When hell's...
From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green, here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good morning, good morning. I see that I need to move over. We have a different, we have a frozen camera.
I think we got a frozen cam. I was like, where did she go?
She's speaking in the off the air over here, but that's just because we'll get it back going in a minute. Not that you don't need to look at the different things we're looking at here. By the way, what you're hearing in the background is the beginning of the opening ceremony for the Watermelon Festival Saturday activities. And I'm happy to say that the band is here. We're going to talk to the band director in a little bit. There I am. Hello. And we're going to have a chance to talk with the mayor here and, of course, some other folks that are coming around up this way. But, guys, there's so many activities today. The seed spitting contest is this morning. I'm sorry that I'm not going to be participating in that, but trust me, I'm
not. Is Gary going to participate?
I'm no good at it. I don't think we're allowed because we work here. But yes, I think we could. We may have our own little sidebar contest out the windows on the way home, maybe something like that.
Out the windows. See if you can hit a road sign. Bing!
Yeah,
bing.
You know, just see how good our aim is. Now, they'll also be having the biggest melon way off at around noontime. And they're just, I mean, there's stuff going on all day long. The vendors are getting opened up. The gates are open now, and everybody's here to really enjoy a full day at the 46th annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival. I love the idea of everybody figuring out where they were in 1979. Some of us who are here today were here. Some of us were not. So that's kind of fun, talking about what all activities there are. Lance, I have a bit of trivia for you. How long do you suppose we have been cultivating, not growing, because watermelons have existed forever, but we have been cultivating them since 2000 BC. I mean, I knew you would love that. It's one of those things that you couldn't possibly guess because it's so crazy. But that shows you how important fruits that hold water, not to mention a little sweet something, can really make a big difference for all of us in the world. And that's when they began. Of course, they've grown in southern Africa for like 5,000 years. But you understand that's because southern Africa has every growing zone on the earth. It happens in southern Africa. It's that big of an area and also that diverse of an area. So, of course, watermelons are going to grow there. And, indeed, they were prized by the creatures that lived there long before the people found them. And as soon as the people found them, that's when we began picking the one we really like, saving that seed and growing that one the next year, until eventually by 2000 the Egyptians were growing them and putting them in markets just like we do today. I like it. Now,
was Southern Africa where the birthplace of the watermelon came from? Is that
that's
where
what
it
we
originated?
That's what we believe. Okay. That's the first ones
made
we can document.
Made its way up the Nile.
Mm-hmm. Some more of that fossil seed business, yeah. You know. Yeah. Because, you know, the Nile flows the other way.
That's right.
It's different from all the other rivers and the major rivers in the world, in that it does not flow north-south. It flows south-north. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the reason why they were able to move that way. A lot of things moved like that.
I love the pictures of the cataracts on the Nile. Up
Isn't
and down.
That beautiful?
Yeah, so beautiful.
I love that. It's an area that I have not, I don't have a bucket list. But I got to say, I wouldn't mind a good drone video footage of that.
I want to take like one of the old boats, that, you know, like an Egyptian pharaoh was able to hop on and just float down the Nile. Then he had his people carry it over the cataracts, you know, and then you hop back on. But yeah, I'd like to do that.
Eating watermelon the entire way.
Yeah, eating watermelon the whole time. Yeah, having a little crispy lamb first and then go into the watermelon for dessert. Yeah,
how much watermelon do you presume that, because we're into sweet melons, you know, the sweet melons are the ones that we like in this country. How much do you suppose we eat a year per person?
I realize
my average kind of skews it to the other side, but, you know.
30 pounds per person.
Ooh, you and me, 15 pounds per person. But see, there's a lot of people that don't understand watermelon.
They don't live in Mississippi. They don't understand.
They don't live.
Yeah. We had
they
more
don't
people that lived
it.
Here, it would double.
And that would really be too crowded. Mark Twain says the people who have tasted watermelon know what the angels eat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree with that. Not going to disagree
it's
with that.
It's funny because you're in the watermelon area, and then you go kind of almost, what is it? It would be latitude-wise, a little further south maybe, but you get over to Tangipahoa where you got the strawberries. So, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff growing in that zone. Obviously, that is zone what? What is the number for the zone you're in?
We're in zone 8B.
I thought it was 8, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you
soon enough, it'll be 9A. You know, in about another 10 years.
So if you're in 8,
because our nighttime temperatures are warmer than they have ever been. So,
right, so if you're in 8, though, you can grow things like watermelons and cantaloupes and fruits, mm-hmm. strawberries and all that, mm-hmm. much easier than you would just one click north. Correct.
Yes, because the season is just that much shorter. Mm-hmm. For example, when we get to Hernando, or we get to Corinth, they can grow melons, but they will be slightly smaller, and you'd have to do a little bit more intense cultivation of them. That's why they come south and get them from us here.
Don't blame them. Smith County.
Now, strawberries are the same way. Strawberries are the same way, but do you know that we also had the Tomato Festival, was a few weeks ago, of course, in Crystal Springs, but that's a festival there because it was such a huge tomato growing area, and we have shipped food to the rest of the North American continent from Mississippi forever. I mean, we are literally two steps from everybody's market, and that's how we need to keep promoting it. I see all the wonderful things about our sweet corn. Had some of that the other day. That was really good. Our food's just better.
Yeah.
And while we don't necessarily want everybody to come and join us here, we would like them to buy our food. So I'm all in favor of promoting our agricultural crops.
Well, we have a participation here in Corinne. She said, good morning. I stopped watering my amaryllis in late December, and I left it in the garage, not watering it. Finally, it went dormant and the leaves turned brown. Is it time to plant it in the garden now, Garden Mama?
Yes, I would take the leaves off of it and give it a happy spot. Make sure you don't bury it any deeper than it was growing in the container you had it in, because now that it's gone through a whole cycle, it's going to come back up. As soon as you start watering it, it will begin to grow leaves again, so you don't want them to be underground.
Well, and somebody saw your amazing T-shirt on TV this morning. And they requested a tea, so you will have one in your
inbox. Keep that for us, and if we don't give everything away here, we will certainly do that.
Yeah.
We have watermelon T-shirts, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank goodness. This is
Gary
gorgeous.
Said he was going to.
You're getting one.
When Gary says something, it gets
great?
Done.
So this is great. Ben did this one. This is so much fun. Isn't that wonderful? I love these colors.
And it's the watermelon colors, too.
It's just perfect. It's just perfect.
Yes. Great.
So we've got, there's
swag
a lot.
Everywhere.
Everything that you do takes energy, and you may as well do energy for things that you love to do. For example, grow good food, have a big festival, meet a lot of nice people, and have a good time. Come on. That's what life's all about. Can you hear the band in the background?
Then when we went to break the last time, I thought it was them at first. And like,
well, I know. Well, they're getting. I mean, it's quite an assemblage over here. I'm telling you, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for all the band members, including our teen watermelon queen, Gina Lowry. She's over there, and of course the cheerleaders are there, and everybody's over there. But we're going to get to talk to Angel Mondragon, who is the band director. After this ceremony happens, we're going to bother him long enough. Not that everybody doesn't want to come talk to me. Of course they do, but they all have a lot of things going on out there. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. I really appreciate our sponsors bringing me here today. Taylorsville Farm Supply is one of those places when I tell y'all, go to your co-op and ask them for X, Y, or Z. Talk to them about this, that, or the other. That's where you want to go if you happen to be in this part of the world. Taylorsville Drugs, of course. Taylorsville is such a great town. And frankly, I'm all about the local. I really do appreciate being able to go to a pharmacy that is named for the town that I'm in and get to know the pharmacists there and the people that are also in the same area where I am. I think that makes a lot of difference. CNS Body Shop, who doesn't need a good body shop? Come on, y'all.
I need one right now.
See? I'm serious. This is one of those things. When you live in a small town in an area where there's a lot of people that want their services to be local, you get to have your own body shop. And Taylorsville Tire, of course, is part of that same sort of operation where you can get what you need and not have to go a long way away from home to get it. I think that's really wonderful. A couple of things that are going on here today. Lucky Town Customs is the knife shop. Now, I'm sure they have a fancier name than that, but this is the folks that have had a winning season at Forged in Fire, and this is just some beautiful stuff. You probably are aware, those of you who listen to Super Talk, and we thank you very much for that. They donated a knife for the Palmer House auction last year through Rebecca's show, and that's one of those things that, you know, it's another case where it's all nice and fine, but when it comes local, it's way nicer and way finer, so I appreciate that so much. Mike Cockrell is in town. Both these guys, of course, are my eyes natives. Mike Cockrell is in town. He is from Moonshiners on the Discovery Channel. Those guys have been doing that for more than a dozen years. This is season 12 or 13 or something or another like that, which is a long time. And quite frankly, he has a really exciting story himself. If you don't know, he pretty much made a transformation in his own self. And that is always a story that is particularly wonderful for us to hear when it's people that we've known a while. We like to hear how they're doing and what's happened to them. And in fact, it's all about the watermelon today. Now, when they're setting up this ceremony here, they will, of course, have the Pledge of Allegiance. They will have the national anthem that the band will play, and they will present the queens and have their opportunity for everybody to welcome them and get to know them a little bit at this particular beginning of the day's events. I have lots and lots of things. People ask me the most interesting questions, y'all. This has been a good week for gardeners and their questions. I was tickled about I don't know that I had seen this probably in 10 years, but when you think about the insect aphids, they don't look the same all the time. If they're on your tomatoes, for example, they're probably going to be sort of pinkish tannish. If they're on your holly bushes, though, they're going to be as dark as night. And when you look at them, and if you take, like, for example, a little piece of a swab or a piece of tissue or something with some alcohol on it and touch them with it, you can tell immediately that it's aphids because they immediately separate into their individual little bodies. But they will form an entire nest of themselves around a woody branch like on your holly tree, and they will dehydrate it. It's a mess. Now, if you only have a couple, I say cut off that branch, trim around it, and move on. Don't drop the branch on the ground, of course, or you'll be propagating the aphids. On the other hand, when you have your opportunity to get those out of there, get them out of the garden, get them out of your property if you possibly can, set fire to them if you're allowed to do that where you live. But then you still need to watch for them to return, because aphids, like white flies and like so many of our piercing and sucking insects, have an 8-day life cycle. They begin, they grow, and they multiply in 8 days. So the chance for you to be reassaulted, I'm going to just say it that way because I always feel like I'm assaulted when aphids get into my plants. When you find that you have been assaulted by them, then by all means get yourself to a couple of opportunities. The first with aphids is a hard spray of cold water from the hose. It is amazing. They're slow creatures. If you blast them off, then they can't. It's hard for them to climb back up, okay? So the second thing is, okay, you say you do that, you did that 2 or 3 times, and they're still there. Then it's time to get yourself either a pyrethrin or a soapy water spray. Insecticidal soap works. That's the thing you start with. Then you spray them twice in 8 days. If you still can't get them to stop, then you're going to go to the neem. That'll be the next step up. I don't like to spray neem in the summertime because it is an oil base, but you can do it with a very fine mist and get in there and get control of those aphids. Then, of course, if it really is a tree that has got to be saved and is in a big position, it's tall, dominates you in your landscape, that's the point to begin thinking about a systemic insecticide, which you will drench around the base of the tree, and the tree will take it up. That, of course, is going to work. It also has the disadvantage of having putting a chemical there that is toxic to anything that you decide to have come and take a bite, like any pollinator that passes by.
Got a couple of points for you here.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention that Gloria sent a glorious very first moonflower photo. She's from Clinton.
Oh, fun.
So it looks amazing. Number two, when do you cut blueberries back? That's from Red in Lumberton.
That'd be now.
Now, Mr. Red. Yeah. This is the time to do that.
The sooner after you pick them, the better.
All right.
And I have to tell you, I have cut down. I still have one I need to prune because it's all tied up in another plant, but that was my fault too. But I have pruned, and indeed, one of the ones that I pruned has already started growing again, and I'm sure that after this last rain that we had last night at my place in Jackson, there will be some more new growth. This is really the time in the year when you're trying to get the blueberry plant to become nice and thick and full of leaves. Give it some fertilizer if it needs it. Make sure if you're seeing anything like pale leaves, pale yellow or anything like that on there, you're giving it an acid-forming fertilizer. You can do that sometimes with manure, but you can also do it with a formula made for blueberries or for other acid-loving plants, and then get it to grow as much as you can through the summer. That, in turn, is what makes more berries next year. So this is a real good time to do that.
And finally, got one more in Red says, thank you, he's listening. And good morning,
hey,
my dear. Good morning, my dear, from Bill in Poplarville.
Hey,
Bill. Did you happen to figure out anything new regarding my bent pine quandary?
I did not.
Not
I looked
yet.
Up two. Mm-hmm. I looked up I tried to search for a news story that would tell me it was happening someplace else. I couldn't find anybody else having that same thing happen. And then I went for historic reports of it, and it's always after. The only ones I could find, I should say, I can't say always. Always and never are dangerous words, in case you didn't know that. But well, they are.
You and me have the same religion on that, yes.
They're very dangerous words. But most of the time. Most of the time. Anyway, that's how that works. Not always, but
most
of the time.
We're caught up on text at the moment, so we're...
Thank you. We really appreciate those. Y'all have no idea. This is we laugh and say that some days we want to just go back and read the texts out loud that are not actually from our show, just to read what's on the text line, because some of it's pretty outrageous.
I get to do that every day.
But y'all are... You know, we might not make a recording of it. We might not do that out loud.
That's all right.
But y'all are so sweet. You send us questions, and then I'll get a note at home in my email, mamaonair@yahoo.com, where you've been reading something else or listening to us talk about it, and then I have to tell you what it was that we were talking about. That's so much fun. That's called connectivity.
Well,
and I greatly appreciate it.
You also have another one that says, always look forward to Saturday so I can hear y'all's broadcast. You always do a great job. Well, thank you for the love.
Yeah, and we never miss a lick, right?
Right?
This is the Garden Mama Show live at the 46th Annual Watermelon Festival in Mize. Y'all come see me.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
If someone you know is dealing with addiction, remember they're fighting an internal battle with themselves. They don't need to battle with you too. At Allies in Recovery, you can become an ally. By following a free online course, you'll learn a compassionate approach to reform relationships and start treatment. Lead them to recovery with a method that's scientifically proven to be more successful than others. Start for free at alliesinrecovery.net/sponsored.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a sailboat.
All right, y'all, now. Look what we got, Lance.
I got these guys, yes.
I found it. I found them. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate that so much. We got a couple of guests now, y'all. Do you know what it's like when you're a small town person and you go away and you hit it really big? Some people come back, some people don't. But y'all came back. This is so delightful. My guest this segment, Mike Cockrell, Discovery Channels. This is the moonshiner guy. Now, we're going to talk about why moonshine and why Dry County and why all of these other bits and pieces of stuff here. But at the same time, I just want to tell you, I understand about your own personal journey and all of this, and I hate that word, but it's exactly what it is. I had the opportunity to – did I get the right ones? Okay.
Well, you said why moonshine? Because it works.
Good morning, y'all. Man, see, we got watermelon shirts coming in and everything. That's wonderful. One of the things that always tickles me is, as a person who dropped 60 pounds in my life, I'm always amazed at people who manage to get their health at a younger age than I did mine. So I can't figure out which one of these is you. Help me out, because everybody's on a different thing now. Okay, can I hear him now?
Hello.
Go up on the other one.
All right, we'll go up on the other one. And let's talk about talk to me just a little bit. Brian Lucky Easterling, I should say.
That's right.
The whole thing perfectly. How did you realize you were going to be a knife person? a sword person, a blade person. This is such hard work for fun.
It is really fun. It's really fun. I mean, not many folks get to say that they their job they enjoy, but I really love it. So, no, I mean, being from the South, you know, growing up here in Mize, you know, hunting and fishing and all the redneck country boy stuff, a knife is just as much a part of your everyday life as a gun.
So, first present my grandfather ever gave me.
Yep. So, you know, I've always had a love for them, and, you know, knives were expensive, and
yeah,
I decided, why not make them?
Well, and there's a lot of power in that fire, too. There's a whole lot of it. There's so many things that can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time you watch, if you watch Forged in Fire, as you really should have, I think is it 32?
Season 7, episode 32.
Season 7, episode 32.
That's correct.
This is what you need to know about, to know about Lucky Town. There is, you will never again think of knives the same way. You will not go to a museum and look at ancient ones. You won't go into your kitchen and, you know, take out your chef's knife without thinking differently about all the pieces that go into making that knife. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really do think, too, you know, I know everybody admires the making of anything. And I got to tell you that one of the things, Mike, that works for me all the time is to see y'all make stuff out of nothing.
Right. You know, it's just like the knife making. The moonshine is the same thing. It's a craftsmanship.
Yeah.
You know, you take recipes down from hundreds of years ago and make it your own and create your own thing. You know, it's amazing. And moonshine helped build this country.
It
helped build schoolhouses for people to get educations. It helped build church houses so people could go and worship. It put bread on the table for so long back in Prohibition times, you know, that people had to, you know, refer back to that to make a honest living.
When I go in now to a liquor store, there's the whole row of all of the flavored moonshines, and I think about some folks that I knew along the way that would say that was terrible, that you don't put stuff in here. But I feel like it's the same thing as the scabbard to a knife. It's a matter of taste. It's your individual, you know, thing.
Absolutely. Everybody's own personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my philosophy is about the moonshine. You can go in the finest liquor store in the world and pick out the finest bottle of bourbon behind a lock and key that you'll pay thousands of dollars for. It all started as moonshine.
Exactly.
Bay Spirit.
Exactly.
Hey, I have a funny story. I went to Chicago years ago.
Y'all are now talking to my friend Lance, who is our producer here. And I say my friend because we talk about these things a lot.
Yeah, but I went to a concert in Chicago years ago, walked into the hotel that I was staying at. I had a milk jug of North Mississippi's finest. It isn't yours, but very good stuff, good corn liquor, clear as a bell. And I walked in, and one of the guys in there, there's a big crowd of people, said, "What is that?" I said, "Well, this is Mississippi moonshine." And these folks were from New York, and they were like, "Really? Real moonshine?" And I said, "Yeah, man, take a pull of this stuff." And he took a swig of it, and then he took another swig, and I said, "All right, two's the limit." And from that point forward, the rest of the weekend, man, I made so many friends by just trading, you know, getting T-shirts and giving them a little moonshine. They were blown away at how awesome and clean it is. And I just
absolutely.
Now, how do you go about distilling and purifying and getting it down to that clear, cloudless, beautiful product?
Well, you know, it all starts when you mash first. You know, you got to be sanitary and clean about what you do. You know, there's a lot of moonshiners out there that's gotten a bad rep and a bad name from being just plumb nasty with what they do. But, you know, so it starts when you mash. You got to make a good mash. Number two, you got to have a good still to pour your wine or your beer or whatever you might want to call it, which would be your mash, over into your pot. You fire that thing up, run it nice and slow, and make sure your condenser is nice and cold, and you'll get that clear, pure moonshine. And at the end of the day, you'll temper that down to drinking proof, because you don't want to drink it right off that worm. I promise you'll be watered up under a rock somewhere.
They won't find you.
But once you get everything strained down, tempered down to a nice, you know, drinking proof, it's ready to jar up and essentially put on the shelf or to put in a barrel to have some good age Mississippi sipping whiskey.
That's right.
That is so exciting.
Now,
hey,
Nellie, is there a way
that
the state of Mississippi, in your opinion, could there, because Nellie and I've had this conversation, but would moonshine be something Mississippi could really capitalize on, a product of its own, something that is unique and you know, that you could see in small batch, much like we saw how bourbon started?
Absolutely, you know, and that's something I wish Mississippi would do and allow, you know, in the legal world, is to allow something like that to come in, because, you know, Mississippi's got a lot of history anyway, and, you know, we're full of history of all types of things, and a lot of people, even the state of Mississippi, has made bootleg liquor or stump juice, whatever you might want to call it. And I wish, yeah, I wish they would open something up, you know, like you said, have some type of small batch signature style Mississippi moonshine. There would be places go up, businesses go up, people could prosper and make a good living.
Okay, Lance, I think we've got, I think we found our point man here.
Yeah. He is our PR.
We've literally had this conversation many times. Yes. We are famous for getting together to get work done and then talking about something else. And in this particular case,
yes,
we've also talked about how do you get a shop for anything. So the next question I want to ask, this is one of the most interesting things. Brian, how did you decide to set up a shop as opposed to just doing this in your backyard and enjoying yourself? What made you decide to turn it into a ongoing thing?
Well, I mean, my shop is in my backyard.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I do all my business from there.
But you let people come see is my point. A lot of people don't. You know?
Well, you know, I made my first knife at 15. I've been dabbling in it since. And it's just, you know, over the years with social media, the internet, things get out there so much faster than they used to. And, you know, people see things, and people like handmade stuff, crafty stuff, whether it's moonshine, furniture, knives, you know, whatever.
And once you recognize what quality can be, you want to go to the source. You know?
That's right. So, you know, what was a hobby turned into a hobby that was making itself a little money, and then, you know, even before Forge and Fire, it had become a really profitable, you know, hobby for me. And after the show, you know, that just kind of propelled me into saying, you know, this is something, you know, because even before the show, I was already in four or five different countries.
That's wonderful.
And so the show just put me on another level.
I was going to say, I do think that they select people like that. They're not looking for novices, you know. There's always the one.
Yeah.
There's always the one that you wish wasn't there because it's sad. But that's, no offense, y'all, but that's true.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes the competition more interesting, because it makes the one who can actually do it, it looks, you know, that you see all the bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit, Mike, about y'all. Y'all both grew up here.
That's
you're
right.
around the same age, and mm-hmm. you both choose to come back. How come?
Yeah, you know, we both grew up in the small town of Mize. You know, we ventured off, and he stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
but he also has to travel around the world. I know his passport's better than mine.
Exactly. You know, I moved off to Tennessee and become part of the show. I grew up in moonshine, and my family's history, you know, had moonshine
mm-hmm.
all in it.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Brian, we've always been acquainted friends, you know, even through school, but we both kind of went our separate ways. And then once we both become, you know, what we are today, small town celebrities, so to speak, we merged back together.
I tell y'all this, y'all are big time.
And, you know, and the thing, it ain't every day, you know, two best friends
exactly.
has got two different trades. He teaches me things. As a matter of fact, he helped me build my own personal knife. So
I
built my own knife with my best friend, Brian Easterlin, right here, and I get to, you know, educate him on moonshine making, because all in the same world, it's pretty much the same type of craftsmanship.
Well,
you know?
It is. It's very much handmade.
Handmade stuff. You know,
that's,
there's been forgers since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
been alcohol made since the man knew what a buzz was.
That's
you
right.
know what I mean?
That's very
yep.
true.
So, yeah, and I am very, very honored and privileged to call this man my best friend.
Absolutely. So I feel the same way. And,
I'm so lucky to be here. I wanted, when I saw that y'all were going to be at the fest, I thought, well, I'm going to go hang out at their booth after the show and see, because they'll be too busy for this. So thank you so much for sharing.
Hey, I have one question for each of these guys before you let them go. What is the craziest place you've given an autograph now that you guys are famous? We got to hear this.
Oh, Lord. I tell you what, the craziest things. I can go in all types of different directions. But the craziest thing in the craziest place and the most honorable signature I have ever done with an autograph is a young couple walked up on me at an event one time. They had a little infant onesie folded up, and the lady was probably 8 months pregnant at the time.
Oh, my
goodness.
They
presented that onesie to me and said, I want you to sign this. For my, it was their daughter. before our daughter is born so she can have it to look back on. That's how much they thought of me.
How wonderful.
And I signed that, and that meant the world to me. And there was just one other. A guy walked up to me and gave me a picture of myself and his son.
Oh, my goodness.
And I signed that picture, and the man had tears in his eyes. And I said, what's the matter? You know, whatever. That was his son's last request, is to have picture signed and it be put in his coffin with him. I did not know I had that kind of impact on young children or anybody in this world. And it's just a humbling experience, and it's an honor to me. And, I thank
Keeps
God
real,
every day to be able
Keeps
to
it real too,
be good
it?
To people like
yeah,
that.
It gets us the opportunity. I'm certainly not in y'all's league at all, but I have the opportunity after these number of years that people are very kind to me. And it reminds me how kind I need to be.
That's right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As far as autographs with me, I've nothing really crazy, because of course I'm human and I don't always act it, but I try to live a kind of as close to a godly life as I can.
We all aspire.
I've turned down some questionable, I will sign a T-shirt close to areas, but other than that, no. But
good on you.
I mean,
it's not Mardi Gras.
the thing that humbles me the most, like Mike was saying, is the fact that I never anticipated, never aspired to, or thought I wanted to try to do anything like Forged in Fire, and the fact that I have has given me a platform, not as big as Mike and some other folks, but it has given me the opportunity to do things to help people.
Yes, absolutely.
And that means more than any autograph I've ever signed,
I think that's wonderful. We know about your knives that you donate.
Yeah.
I also know that you have changed people's cooking, because I've heard people talk about how they didn't think they could use a knife until they found your knives.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that's
one thing that me and...
So I have my grandfather's knives.
Yeah. Me and Mike both, we realize where we come from and giving back.
Well,
that's something
well
other
planted.
That
your feet
that
are
means,
on the ground, and that's what means the world to
And speaking of cooking, I also run and operate my own seasoning
that's
company,
exactly
too.
Right.
Called Marsh Magic Products.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Got to go get another line of that. You hang on, Lance. We're going to be cooking.
I'm ready. I need a knife. I need some chives.
That's right.
Need some
we got to work on all of this.
I need one of a hat.
Busy.
I need each of those hats. These guys
know
what they're doing with hats, man.
We almost put one on me today, but we decided that would be a little bit too much. I have to have my hair standing straight up or nobody knows it's me. That's the way that works. All right, now, what happens next in y'all's world? This is the festival happens this week, and then you'll have a whole bunch of new orders, I know. You'll be going. When does the next season start?
Me, I'm actually filming the next season right now. Season 14 of Moonshiners is underway.
That's wonderful. We just
filmed, I think, episode 2 last night here for the Watermelon Festival
in
Smith County with all the fine Smith County watermelons.
I love it.
So y'all stay tuned in, November.
Y'all are going to catch, of course, all of the knives. Brian Lucky Easterling is doing Lucky Town Customs. That's all for that. Discovery Channel, Mike Cockrell, season 13 on Moonshine.
14.
Then this will be 14. 13's on right now.
Yeah.
Y'all, thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Thank
all right,
you.
Now. Y'all come see them. Come see me. We'll be right back.
Summer sweet tea. Mama gave her a big old glass and sent her right back here to me. Thank God for good direction. Turn them grains.
We are the people, Mississippians. We are the land, growing food, fiber, and timber. We are there when you need us, from the roof over your head to the food on your table. We are small town, but big moments. Your next door neighbors. We are the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation. 100 years and counting. Become a member today at msfb.org.
It's a big job keeping a whole planet fed. More American producers are turning to the fuel that gives them the power to do it, propane. With lower costs, cleaner emissions, and greater reliability, propane can do more around your operation better than any other fuel. And with an abundant supply made right here in the U.S., you're helping America stay energy independent. We've got a world to feed, so let's get to work in a clean energy revolution. Energy for everyone. Propane. For more information, visit mspropane.com.
At Key Construct,
look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? The wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time, the roll of me.
I'll tell you what, this is the right time, my friends. It is the 46th annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival. Go to MississippiWatermelonFestival.com if you want to know more about what's going on today and more about the event in case you're already planning for next year. I'm happy to tell you we have one more guest this morning. The mayor, Larry Joe, but we call him Joe Hancock, is here with me today. Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
I'm sorry, he didn't give us the right. Excuse me. Okay, now try. Talk to me.
Do the other one.
Yeah, I can't hear him. I'm sorry. No, you're good. Yeah, just grab this. This is the wrong dial. Wrong dial. I'm sorry. I'm used to being on one. I'm used to now I'm on the other. There we go. Now we can hear you. Mayor Hancock, what in the world? I know you got a million other things going on, but the Watermelon Festival's got to be a big deal for you as the mayor of Mize. Tell me what you do for it.
Well, actually, the fire department, they'll start tomorrow planning for next year.
Yes, of course.
It doesn't happen overnight.
No.
They start planning a year in advance.
And then they come to the mayor, of course, and they want this and they want that.
We do everything we can to help our fire department because, you know, it's like I've told them
Absolutely.
Before. You know, throughout America, the United States, 3/4 of your first responders are volunteers.
I don't think people realize that. And
they need to know that.
It's what keeps us glued together, as communities.
You don't really think about it until you have a house fire, an accident.
Yes.
Or someone falls.
You need those first responders.
First responders there. Odds are 75% chance that they will be volunteers.
And, of course, here in Mize, it's 100%.
It is 100% here in Mize.
That's why the Watermelon Festival is such an important part of this particular community.
It truly is. All the money raised here goes to the fire department.
We were talking earlier this morning about some of the things going on around Mize and in Smith County in general, but I see more houses being built. I see things for sale that are, you know, brand new houses and whatnot. And I also see some improved infrastructure here and there on different things. Y'all are just booming down here. Nobody really knows. Maybe we need to keep it quiet. But on the other hand, people need to know that there's a lot going on here.
We're kind of a hidden gem in Mize. Mm-hmm, I mean, back in the 70s, Mize was truly a considerably large town. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple of car dealerships, grocery stores, dry goods stores. But, you know, better highways, better transportation, that people, they travel to shop now.
That is so true.
But what's feeding our town is our school system.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of the best schools in Mize Attendance Center in the state of Mississippi.
It makes a huge difference if I'm out of that league right now, but if I were younger and were having to make those decisions, I would love to go to small town with great schools. Come on, that's a winner right there.
We have K through 12, which is the largest campus, bearing in mind that K through 12, the largest campus in the county.
That's great, and that's what gets everybody. It becomes a sense of community just to go to school.
It is the heartbeat of the town, the school system is.
I had a chance to talk to the queen and the teen queen this morning, both Miley and Gina were both talking about how great their school experience has been. And Gina plays clarinet, and we were talking about that because I played flute. And those are the kind of things that if we don't continue, we really do lose a lot in terms of developing these youngsters. They need to have a lot of avenues.
That's true. And one benefit we have, so many of our teachers and leadership, they are from Smith County, many products of Mize.
Well, and because people want to stake their claim.
Exactly.
You know, people want to be where they like it and where they want to, and they also want to see it get better and better. As you say, things shift. You know, I come from a place where they put a road through the middle of something that shouldn't have had a road through the middle of it at whatever point they did that. And it was like shouting over the, you know, to try to get to the people you used to know. And that's the sort of thing that you can control in a smaller space like Mize, and at the same time move out into your county. I think
that's great. Leadership at the school, they have a vested interest in the town.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As do I. I live in town, of course, being mayor is a requirement. I live about a half a mile west mm-hmm. of town.
How long have you been mayor?
7 years. I have to count. 7 years. 7 years.
You know, that's not a small amount of time. That's a lot of changes and a lot of issues to face and a lot of challenges. What's around the corner? What's going to happen next in Mize and Smith County? What's on your agenda?
Well, for the last several years, we've been focusing underground, our infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Water, sewer. We've spent everything we get our hands on there.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
we're in the process. We wanted to have it done by this year's Watermelon Festival, but it didn't work. We're in the process of renovating our park.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's a great park, though. I mean, but everything always needs more attention.
It does. Mm-hmm. And the creek, you know, it's hard to fight nature, but we have to. We got to, you know, true. We got a creek running through the park. We got a waterfront
and
property.
I understand that. I just learned this yesterday, that Mize is actually encircled by water.
It truly
you
is.
Know, and,
it truly
and so
is.
That makes a lot of things different.
The water know? Table here in town is real high.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
You don't have to dig very deep to get water.
Well, and that makes it both good and bad. When we have things like this weather pattern, of course, and the weather patterns that we're seeing that bring so much water at one time, town like Mize got to be get it away from there, get it away from everything else, and maybe even get it into somewhere it can be stored because we know it's going to get dry again down the way.
It will. I mean, we've got a lot of sandy soil here.
Mm-hmm. That's why you can grow these watermelons.
That's what makes it conducive for watermelons. And it soaks up water.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I was telling someone earlier. We got an inch and a half of rain last night. But we're still only a week out from a drought.
Yeah, it's
the water goes down so quick.
It goes so quickly. This has been so much fun. Mayor Hancock, thank you so much for being with me
today.
Thank
you all for coming down and being a part of the activities.
I want to extend my thanks to you, to the folks here at the festival, to, of course, to Ben from Super Talk, as well as Gary for keeping everything going around here. But the sponsors of the show, Smith County Board of Supervisors, the CCH Clinic, Taylorsville, Keith's Superstores, Magnolia State Bank, Taylorsville Tire, CNS Body Shop, Taylorsville Drug, and Taylorsville Farm Supply. It takes a whole lot to bring Mama out in the morning. I recognize that, and I sincerely appreciate y'all because this has just been a wonderful, wonderful trip. We've had a great, great time. There's no question but that I want to come back next year.
Well, we look forward to having you
so
next year.
So we're going to try
for
that.
Sure
we, and I hope that we can do that again next year. The crowd is gathering. Everybody's got plates of food wandering around. The kids have got some toys and things. But guess what, y'all? This is a beautiful place to be. It's a fun day to be here. And frankly, I don't think there's anything better to do than eat watermelon. Now, I'm going to tell y'all that I have given birth in my life to two children, and if it wasn't for watermelon, I wouldn't have made it through the pregnancies, despite the fact that they were not necessarily in the summer. But it's one of those tastes that you can't give up. Once you get into watermelon, you know what you want, and you know how to enjoy it. This whole day at the 64th Annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival has been just a blast. I so appreciate Supervisor Jerry Fields. He is the president of the County Board of Supervisors there. And, of course, Teen Queen Gina Lowry, the Watermelon Queen Miley Looper. They were just a treat. Teresa Stewart has helped so much, and, of course, we've just had a wonderful, wonderful time. The day is just beginning, and it's going to keep on going. I tell you what, there's another one of the little queens. That's wonderful. They have the coolest. I don't know who makes these crowns, y'all, but everybody should have a crown as cute as these are for these particular pageant winners because they are just lovely. You can put a watermelon on almost anything, and in this case, they really have. So much fun today. Such a good time. I hope that you all will get down here, go over, and say hello to the mayor, to Mayor Hancock, for me when you see him, because he'll be here. But he'll also be out all over the place. We will also have, of course, an opportunity to visit with Lucky Town Customs, with Brian Easterling, with Discovery Channel's Mike Cockrell. You'll enjoy all of those things. I don't think we're going to get a chance to talk to the band director, because I can hear the band still playing, and we're just about out of here. But it's been a blast, and what a wonderful, wonderful event. Lance, I appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you. You did a great job. Thanks to everybody down there, Gary included. Wonderful work.
Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all.
Thanks for choosing the Garden Mama Show.
I'm Sammy the Shovel, reminding you how important it is to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig anywhere in or around any homeowner's yard. It doesn't matter if you're putting in a new mailbox, installing a fence, French drain, sprinkler system, even a flower bed. You need to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig, or you could end up responsible for a water line leak, utility line with gas or propane, or even worse. Safety is in your hands. Call 811 every dig, every time. You dig?
When it comes to returning money to Mississippians, Treasurer David McRae is on a roll. He's already returned almost $100 million in unclaimed money to Mississippians through the Treasury's Unclaimed Money Program. Now, he's refocused the state's college savings initiatives, Max and Impact, to emphasize technical, trade, and teacher-focused career jobs and skills Mississippi needs. Don't let another day go by without getting a jump start on a career or getting back the money that's yours. Visit Treasurer David McRae at treasury.ms.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.